Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how to install the Facebook pixel on WordPress. And there's a couple of options. Facebook is pretty big, Tim. You know, I think it's got like several billion users or some crap like that. It's going to take over the planet one day. So needless to say, if the audience is there and you're in the capturing the audience business and you want to sell services, products, or whatever, and you do that on WordPress, we're going to tell you how to put the Facebook pixel on there so that you can run paid campaigns. And Tim's going to get us kicked off.
Yeah, and if you are not currently running Facebook ads and you're not sure if you're going to install the Facebook pixel anyways, that way it's going to capture all that data and start building you a really great audience so that if later down the road you do decide to do paid campaigns on Facebook, you're already going to have that because it won't retroactively. You need to be able to get all of those that data in there from the start. So the first and easiest way to install the Facebook pixel on your WordPress website is to use a free plugin, or it's freemium, I should say, and it's called Pixel Your Site, and it's all one word. But if you type in Facebook Pixel, it's the most popular one. It's a very, very great plugin. I use, and I think David and his team also use, the premium version, and I'm going to tell you why the premium version is worth it. If you're doing e-commerce, you're going to want the premium version. It'll unlock all the proper e-commerce tagging for both WooCommerce and Easy Digital Downloads so that Facebook will know what a conversion is. It'll be able to properly measure when someone adds it the product to the cart, if they go to checkout, if they buy the product. It's going to be able to capture all that data properly. And so the premium version is worth its weight in gold. Just for that reason alone. But the free version is great if you just want to start collecting data and start getting your pixel on the site.
Absolutely. And the other way is just to do it manually. Sign up for a business account, you know, with Facebook. Go to, I think it's business.facebook.com. Create your Facebook ads account. And you're going to go into that account and you're just going to simply copy the Facebook pixel code from Facebook. And you're going to put it into the header of your website. Childthemeheader.php or an inbox input box within the theme, such as Divi, for example. Divi has the theme options where you can go in and easily add the code to the head of your website. And it's that simple. Like Tim said, even if you're not doing Facebook ads right now, I think it's really, really crucial that you at least have the Facebook pixel there so it's gathering data. And that way, when you do decide to come take our Facebook ads course, learn how to run Facebook ads because they're so incredibly valuable for you and your customers, then you'll at least be able to start retargeting those visitors that have come to your website, even though you're not doing them now. So there you go. How to add Facebook pixel on WordPress. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic. SEO versus paid Google ads, which is better? Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.